Overview for Micah. Purpose: to express disdain for the corruption and pretension of the religious and political leaders in Jerusalem, to confront the people with their sins and warn of impending judgment, and to foretell God's redemption of a chastened people, the coming of the Messiah, and the eventual reign of Christ on earth. Author: Micah the Morasthite. Time period covered: approximately 742 BC to 687 BC, during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. History: Micah, along with Hosea and Amos, was a contemporary of Isaiah. Micah condemned religious practices that were not backed up by ethical performance. He predicted the destruction of Jerusalem as punishment for widespread social injustice and corruption among the religious and political leadership, and lived to see Israel carried into Assyrian exile, 722 BC. The prophet Jeremiah credited the ministry of Micah with encouraging the Great Reformation in Judah under King Hezekiah. See Jeremiah 26:18. Micah probably died during the reign of Hezekiah. Setting: Micah was a native of Moresheth Gath in Judah, a small town located about 20 to 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem. He ministered both in Israel, Samaria, and the border areas of Judah, and was the only 8th century prophet who addressed both the northern and southern kingdoms. He was a country preacher from a poor background, so he spoke often to the poverty-stricken people of his region, and always on their behalf. Key passages: Micah 5:2, which predicted in precise detail that the Savior would be born in Bethlehem, Ephratah, is one of the most outstanding single prophecies related to the birth of Jesus, the Messiah of Israel. Micah 6:8 contains a concise description of what is required to please God, to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Summary: the book of Micah is a collection of prophetic speeches. It can be roughly divided into 3 sections, each with a particular theme: a warning of divine judgment and prophecies of punishment, 1:1 through 2:13, the promise of salvation and a coming deliverer, 3:1 through 5:15, and the message of forgiveness and a challenge to Israel to trust God as their only hope, 6:1 through 7:20. Micah delivered these messages from God in hopes that the people would forsake their idolatry and return to sincere faith in the Lord. Much of Micah's prophecy is severe in tone. In 7 short chapters, the prophet depicted God in compelling words, revealing that he not only hates sin, but also loves the sinner. Fervently, yet concisely, Micah spoke to the issues of his day in terms of Israel's covenant obligations. In spite of Israel's rebellion and failure to meet their obligations, the prophet revealed that God would yet lead his people to future glory.